And welcome back to Martin Stadium and the halftime show here as our Vikings trail the Ware County Gators 28-21 as we've just watched the Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen perform their show that they'll be doing tomorrow evening at Durant High School in Plant City, Florida, down near Tampa. So they'll be heading out as soon as they're done with the Honeybee Parade tomorrow in Hayhira. So a busy day for our Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen tomorrow. Here, the Vikings have got to get to work. They have got a busy afternoon or evening to go through this second half as they trail by 7. They will get the football to start the second half as the Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen seniors are recognized as well right down here in front of us. So congratulations to them for their hard work for 4 years of being in the Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen.
Well, you'll have a senior next year, won't you?
I will. So I get to do senior day for the third and final time. So, as I say, the final time.
And we'll sit up here at the protest session.
Yes, you probably will. Ware County has just dominated offensively so far in the first half. So it's one of those things they're going to have to really get their Lowndes defense is really going to have to do a good job to start covering this thing up. 178 yards of rushing by Lincoln. And then their closest rusher is only 23 yards by Harrett, number two. For the Vikings, you got Tisdale with 78 yards, Barrett with 60, and then J.D. Lee only 10 yards, but those were 10 hard yards. He got a touchdown with that, all three of those with a touchdown.
And J.D. Lee's also had a couple of receptions on the night as well.
Yeah, he really has. So offensively, I think we're able to do the things that we need to do. We've got to get a stop on defense. That's the ultimate key.
Right, once we make that stop, maybe we can force that first turnover of the year for Ware County, and that would be huge for us just to gain momentum.
Well, anytime you put 21 up in the first half, you would think, that's a lot of points.
Yeah.
We're just one behind from that. Basically, that one drive where we got stopped on fourth down.
Yeah, and...
And that is our only turnover tonight. We haven't.
Yeah, we turned it over on downs. That's exactly right. And it really, defensively, I'm anxious to see what David Shores, what adjustments he could make at halftime. Because it truly is. I love your idea. Just crash in on the quarterback. Let the running back try and beat you, and then let your other defenders take him out as best you can. Crash in on the quarterback.
Well, they've got good run support with the safeties. And like I was saying, just crash that quarterback and let your safeties help you in that run defense and make them beat us.
Yeah.
Make the running backs beat us.
I agree. Now, you've got some scores from around the area, Taylor.
Right, I do. Tifton right now is leading Fitzgerald 17-7, and if Tifton is able to hold off in the second half, that will be Fitzgerald's first loss in the season. Also, another team in our region, Colquitt, they are hosting International High, and they are leading 56-0 at halftime.
Yeah, that's a team out of Florida. So Colquitt seems to be on a roll now after losing the first four games. They've routed the ship at this point. This is a good test for the Vikings, though, defensively, because this is the kind of thing we're going to see from Colquitt. And if you don't make sound tackles, get back to the basics defensively, I think you're going to hurt yourself. And I hope that's what Coach Shores told his defense at halftime. Get back to the basics. Make tackles. That's ultimately what we have to do.
And I like playing Ware County right before because next week we're off, and then the week after that we start region. So it's a good test to see how we'll face in the region.
Yeah,
go ahead. Well, hopefully I was going to say Coach Shores will shore up that defense at halftime.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's exactly what we're hoping for, is that Coach Shore would shore up the defense. We got about 2.5 minutes left before the second half gets underway. We're going to take another 2-minute break here on the halftime report. We'll be right back after this 2-minute break.
Welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box, high atop Martin Stadium. Vikings are trailing the Ware County Gators 28-21 at the beginning of the second quarter. It's been an offensive shootout. Thus far, no defense has really been able to stop either team. And I think whoever figures that out in the second half will win this ball game. I know you guys went over some of the stats during the halftime show, but Wes, a lot of offensive production.
I'll tell you what, when you look at what their quarterback has put up in the first half, you say, man, if a running back got that for a game, how great a game would be, but he's done 178 yards
one half,
in
yeah.
the first half. We've got to find a way. I know we talked to our defensive coaches. They said we've worked on containing him. We've got a guy that's supposed to key on him. Well, so yeah. far, we haven't done a good job of stopping him.
And you can't say we don't have enough guys in the box because we've got a single high safety. We've got man-to-man on the edge. We got enough men in the box to try to stop that. But, I think is a lot of these big runs came when they were trying to pass the ball and containment broke free in the middle. He was able to scoot up the field. So we got to have an answer for their running and passing up the middle.
Well, Ware County set to kick off, start the second half. We've got Xavier Jenkins and Tyson Harris back deep to receive the ball as we start the third quarter. Vikings trailing 28-21. Gators approach the football. Kick it down toward Harris. Tyson lets it bounce. He'll pick it up at the 3, drops it, picks it back up at the 10. He's at the 20 by one man. Scoots, and they'll pull him down at the 22-yard line. That's where our Vikings will take over. There comes flags, and what do we got?
Yeah, we got a little extracurricular pushing and shoving. It may be against the Vikings. Hopefully it's offsetting, but we will find out. There are two flags down. Marty, you're right there. What you got, brother?
As I didn't see it because it was downfield from the play. We're about to get the call. I think it's offsetting here, guys, and it is going to be offsetting. Personal fouls, late hit. So we're going to get the ball here on the 22.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. 11:53 to go, third quarter. Vikings trailing 28-21. Has been said so often, the least most important thing in life is a score at halftime. And the most important possessions of any ball game is your first possession of the third quarter, your opponent's first possession. That kind of sets the tone for the ball game. Vikings will take over. First and 10 from our own 22, right here on the near sidelines. Barrett will send two receivers far side. Single receiver near side. J.D. Lee in the backfield. Barrett for the Vikings, the quarterback. Drops back, looks, throws downfield. Got Tyson Harris breaking up the middle across the 45. By one man, look at the senior turn. Will they run him down from behind? Yes, they'll pull him down, but not till he gets to the 6-yard line.
Yeah, all he ran was a post pattern. Beat the safety, beat the cornerback. Michael Barrett, once again, put it in his bread basket. Yards after catch are huge there. Vikings have first and goal from the 7-yard line.
That's where they'll mark it down. Tyson Harris down the field. He went a 71-yard pathway from Michael Barrett to the senior Tyson Harris. Vikings will have the ball on the far hash mark. First and goal from the 7. Barrett, fully Vikings in the shotgun. Fakes that jet sweep, keeps it right up the middle, into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
Spread the field out with your receivers. Spread the field out with the jet sweep. Put it in his pocket. Nope, hold it. Quarterback draw, touchdown, Vikings.
And just that quick, we are 1 point away from tying this thing up.
Marty mentioned it on the last field goal. The snap was high, maybe a little excitement there at the end of the first half. Good job by that young man getting the ball down. Let's see how the snap is for this extra point.
Chris Foster to hold. Dagan Anderson, the long snapper. Colton Broom to attempt the extra point. Ball's down, kicks up. It's good. It's all tied up, 28 apiece. We'll be back after this 30-second break. Back at the CBC Bank press box here at Martin Stadium. 11:26 to go, third quarter. All tied up, 28 apiece. We'll be going to Chuck Lawrence with the Page Heating Air Drive recap right after Eric Paulo kicks off to the Gators. Ball headed toward the end. It's taken by Harriet on the far side. Comes across the 20. Out to the 25-yard line. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and I Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 2 plays, went 78 yards. Michael Barrett ran it 7 yards for touchdown. Cole Broom kicked the extra point to tie it up at 28 with 11:17 left in the third quarter.
Gators will take over first and 10 from the 25. Thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap, Mr. Chuck Lawrence.
Yeah, we scored offensively. Let's see if our defense can come out and hold.
We need a stop. Lincoln, their quarterback, in that Eagle tee. 7 men up on that line of scrimmage. They give it to the up back. We hit him. at the line of scrimmage, but he'll pick up a yard out to the 26.
Number 90, Elgin Griffin, was the first man to make contact with him. They are going to pick up about 1 yard on the play.
Guys, I've been told at halftime, Coach Mack, Coach Shores really challenged this defense to be tougher and win at the line of scrimmage, and then the whole defense to wrap up and tackle better. Just then, Elgin Griffin got him first, and Devon Holmes cleaned it up. Good play by our defense.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Lincoln in the shotgun. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side, takes a snap. Quarterback keep option. He keeps it right up the middle, and we stop him. It'll be third. Give him a yard. It'll be third and 8.
Yeah, big third down for us here tonight. In the first half, when we got him in third down, we had something stupid happen. Penalty, something, face mask, something, pass interference. Big third down. Crowd's going to come to their feet. They know how important this drive is for the Vikings.
Third and 7 for the Vikings. The ball at the Gator 28. This is where they've hurt us all night long. Two receivers near side, two far side. Three-man front for the Vikings. Lincoln in the shotgun, calls for the snap, drops back, looks, throws a little bubble screen underneath, and we stop them at the 30.
They threw a screen. They were trying to draw us back, knew we were going to be bringing the blitz. They threw a screen out there, read it perfectly over there on the far side of the field, host the Vikings on the tackle.
That's out.
The first punt of the night. First punt of the night by either team.
We send Tyson Harris and Tavon Kyle back deep.
Nobody jump.
There's a snap. He gets it away. Fair catch called. Hits at our 40, and that's where they'll down it. Vikings will take over. First and 10 from our own 40. 9:27 to go, third quarter. All tied up. The first time we've had our hands on the football when it's been a score, when it's been tied.
Hey, we asked for the defense to step up big, and they did it right there. They answered the call. Offense, long sustained drive. Let's put points on the board again. Give our defense some rest.
Michael Barrett leads the Vikings out on the field with J.D. Lee at the running back. Devon Kyle, Tyson Harris on the near side, Xavier Jenkins on the far side. Ball on the far hash mark. 9:27 to go, third period. All tied up, 28 apiece. Gators are showing blitz off our side, and there's flags.
False start, Vikings.
And that's the signal. Back it up.
Yeah, that far side again. Remember when I said in the first half it looked like a slow snap? We jumped off over there on the far side. That ball hadn't been snapped yet. Again, new center. Last couple games, still trying to work on that cadence, and that caught us right there, first and 15.
First and 15, back at our 36. Michael Barrett for the Vikings. He's the quarterback. Takes a snap, gives it to Lee right up the middle. Lee squirts through a hole and gets back almost to the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Lee right there turned them big legs, took the handoff, picked up about 4 on the play. Still going to bring up second down and 11. We got to get it to the 49-yard line of the Gators for a first down.
And we're at our 40. 9:04 to go here in the third period, all tied up at 28 apiece. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going right to left on your radio dial. Barrett changes things, slides Tyson Harris and Marcus Gary out to our side of the field. Takes a snap. Jet sweep this way. No, quarterback keeper. Barrett turns, spins as he gets out to the 49-yard line. It will be third and 2, and what a great play by the junior quarterback.
The beautiful thing about the RPO, as they call it, it gives you a couple options as quarterback. Barrett did not like the sweep, so he kept it, ran it up, gave us a more manageable third down with.
I thought it was third and 2. It's actually third and 3 back at the 48. Barrett in that shotgun, looks to the sidelines for the play. Offensive line stands up. Gators in a four-man front. Ball on the far hash mark. Play clock down to 3, 2. Takes a high snap. Nope, they stop it. They call time. We call time. With that, we'll take a 30-second break. Back at the CBC Bank press box here at Martin Stadium. West James along with Taylor Biddle bringing you all Lounge High football action, and a slobber knocker we've got here. 28-all with 8:05 to go here in the third period. It's third and 4 for the Vikings. The ball back at the 48. Third and 3, rather. On the far hash mark. Barrett in the shotgun. Two receivers near side. Single receiver far side. He calls for the ball. looks, throws across the middle to Marcus Gary, who has the first down catch across the 30. Spins still on his feet, down to the 26. Got behind those linebackers in that soft zone and just laid it right in there.
Listen, I just said it on the previous play, the beauty of the read pass option. You've got options when you come to the line. Barrett saw that the linebackers were biting up on the run. He dumped it right over the top to the guy running a slant. Marcus Gary picked up big yards on the play for the Vikings. We'll get you that yardage in just 1 second. First and 10, ball on the 25-yard line.
Vikings quickly to the line of scrimmage. It is three to the near side. Single receiver to the far side. Again, Barrett keeps it. Quarterback keeper gets hit and driven back. That pass play was 27 yards.
Yeah, Barrett was quarterback draw the whole way. He was met at the line of scrimmage by number 35 for Ware County, Ernest Jones, having nothing of it. Still picked up one on the play.
Taylor, you talk about the run-pass option. That last play there, Coach Mack actually saw that right before we lined up. Started screaming what to do. We signaled it in. Michael executed it to perfection.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. There's a snap. Look across the middle. Oh, Tyson Harrison right behind him, and then almost intercepted by the Gators.
Yeah, we're running the exact same play that Marty was just talking about, this time to Tyson Harris, thrown behind him, and it almost went into the breadbasket of Ware County defender. Third down.
Third and nine. Stops the clock with 7:11 to go in the third period. All tied up, 28 apiece.
You might be in two-down territory here, Wes. Got to get the ball to the 15 for a first. Ball is on the 24-yard line.
Vikings going right to left on your radio dial. Gators in a four-man front. Barrett rolls left, looks, throws downfield, over the head, outstretched fingers.
Yeah, we were going for the whole thing there.
Harris.
Going for the whole thing there. Rolled Michael Barrett to the near side to give him a little extra time. We had double post patterns, really corner patterns there. Overthrew Tyson Harris in the end zone.
Now, fourth and nine from the 24.
A missed field goal here only gives up 3 yards. I mean, 4 yards to get in on the 20 here. Be a long field goal here, so I like the call going for it.
Here we go. Three trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Gators in a three-man front. There they come. Barrett looking. Tucks it. Throws again. Looks at the end zone. Tyson Harris wide open. Touchdown Vikings.
Oh, my goodness. He pulled it down to run it. Kept his eyes downfield. That's the most beautiful thing about that play. Saw Tyson Harris. Had nobody around him. Threw the ball right up there. Tyson Harris, good catch. Viking touchdown.
And he got hit immediately upon receiving the ball. Held on to it. And the Vikings, for the first time tonight, have taken the lead here at Martin Stadium.
I can't say enough about how huge that play was by Michael Barrett. Keeping your eyes downfield when your progression starts to break down and the pocket breaks down. Good pitch and catch right there for the touchdown.
Degan Anderson to attempt the long snapper. Chris Foster sets it down. Colton Broom through the uprights. And the Vikings lead 35-28. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the CBC Bank Press Box. 6:57 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings have just taken the lead for the first time tonight, 35-28.
Another great job right there by the holder, Chris Foster. That's the third consecutive snap he's had to handle, and he's done it great tonight for us.
Eric Paulo set to kick off to number two and number four, O'Hara. High ball into the end zone. Touchback. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was seven plays, went 59 yards. Michael Barrett to Tyson Harris for a 24-yard touchdown. Colton Broom kicked the extra point through to make it 35-28 Lounge with 6:57 left in the third quarter.
And a slobber knocker. Thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Again, it's been an all-offensive battle tonight. The Vikings answered the call last drive for the Ware County Gators and forced a punt. Let's see if we can do it one more time.
One more time. Gators take over. First and 10 from their 20. Ball in the middle of the field. Lincoln in the shotguns. Two receivers near side. Single receiver far side. Five-man front for our Vikings. They bring a man on the jet sweep. Give it. Nope. Yeah, he does. Keeps it. He's around the right side across the 25 to 30. We string him out and run him out of bounds. And there comes the flag because we did have a face mask. We've seen it from here at the 35.
He tackled him kind of high, right around the headgear. It's probably going to be a face mask. I know Marty's pretty close to the action. What you got, Marty?
Just a five-yard type. Incidental. He'll have the first down out to the 35 after a 15-yard run, give him five more out to the 40.
Go ahead, Marty.
I was going to say, our coaches are very upset with a bad block in the back that happened right here on the sidelines. Actually looking at somebody who got a picture, and they were pushing our defender. But it was definitely it was right here on our sidelines, but we did get the face mask there, so the 5-yard variety, and help them out a little bit more.
Ball on the near hash mark. First and 10 for the Ware County Gators at their own 40. 6:49 to go, third period. Gators left to right on your radio dial. Lincoln in the shotgun. Two splits as receivers. We're in a five-man front. Two linebackers. Got a man in motion. Fake the jet sweep up the middle. He's looking for a hole. We hit him. There comes flags in, and I'm not sure what we're going to have there.
It's kind of in the area of that hole, but we'll see. They fake the jet sweep. Quarterback ran it up the gut, which is critical drive play for them in the first half. We were able to stop it.
Chop block.
Chop block against Ware County.
That's where the guy lines up outside the neutral zone and comes back in and makes that low block, and he can't do that.
Yeah, that was on Devon Holmes. He's eating up that middle there. That time they got the best of him, but now we know why.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment part supply sideline update.
They take that all the way back to the 29-yard line. It is a first and 21 for the Gators. Back at the 29. 6:42 to go in the third. The referee winds the clock. They go back to that Eagle tee. We go back to a six-man front. Bring a man in motion towards us. That's number two. Now they do that. They run the running back hard toward us, and then he stops. He goes back to his wing position. 8 seconds left on the play clock. Lincoln slides under center again. Now to Herod around the left side looking for a hole. We hit him at the line of scrimmage. Give him a yard, guys. Give him a yard, and that's all.
Hey, we contained the outside. They ran the sweep out of the wing tee. We were outside containment, pushed the guy back inside. Swarm tackle by the Viking defense there.
The second and 20 back at the Ware County. Well, second and 19, rather, back at the Gator 31-yard line. Here comes that big offensive line for the Gators. Lincoln now for the Gator quarterback. He's in the shotgun. Sends two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Got a man in the slot. We're in a four-man front. Empty backfield. Now we drop back to a three-man front.
Expecting pass.
He calls it. Look, and there comes a flag. And time ran out. We've got to delay a game. Lincoln kept looking at our defense. And when we jumped from that four-man front to a three-man front, he had to look again to see what the coverage was going to be. And by that time had run out on him. So they back it up to the 26.
Yeah, getting into a little chess match here with the defensive coordinator for us and the offensive coordinator for Ware County. We didn't think they're going to be in a passing down. We switched out of a four-man front to a three-man front. Really confused that Ware County defense, County offense.
Second and 24 for the Gators. Now empty backfield. Two receivers near side, two far side. They slip a man in the slot. We're showing that four-man front. Lincoln, the quarterback, calls for the ball. Looks, throws across, in and out of the hands of number four, incomplete. It'll be third and 24. Stops the clock at 5:29 to go here in the third with the Vikings leading 35-28.
They tried the little skinny slant right there, maybe skinny post across the middle, which killed us in the first half. Threw it out of reach of him. Good protection there by the Vikings secondary, too.
Nothing stupid here, fellas. Let's stop him. They've got to get all the way out to midfield for the first down.
Fans asking to get on their feet.
They send two to the far side. They slip number 21, Sales, into the slot. We're in a three-man front. Our defensive backs are looking. There's a snap. Lincoln looking downfield. Nothing there. Starts to run. Tries to find a man open, and it'll be catch out of bounds. He made the catch, but it was out of bounds.
I can't talk enough about Tymier Moore right there in coverage. 5'8", 170-pound junior. Saw that he was running a little corner route towards the sideline. Right there as he made the catch, and momentum took him out of bounds before he could make the catch.
Two possessions for the Gators.
Two punts.
They fixed the punt for the second time.
Nothing stupid here, guys. Nothing stupid. Let's punt safe here.
Tavon Kyle, Tyson Harris back deep. Tavon on the near side. Tyson to the far side. There's the snap. He gets it away. High kick. We signal fair catch. Tavon Kyle makes it at our 46-yard line. Vikings will take over. First and 10 from the 46 with 5:13 to go here in the third, leading 35-28.
Hey, Viking defense has answered the call twice in a row. Offense has answered the call once in a row. Let's make another drive here. I don't care if it's one play, 10 plays, 100 plays, whatever it is. Put points on the board. Keep the pedal to the metal.
Michael Barrett He'll bring Travis Tisdale, the sophomore, with him in the backfield. He'll line Xavier Jenkins up, wide receiver on the near side. Sends Harris and Tavon Kyle to the far side. Gators, four-man front, two linebackers up tight. Barrett barks it out, gives it to Tisdale up the middle. Tisdale by one man, two. Travis Tisdale into the Gator territory, across the 40 to 35, down to the 34-yard line. And the sophomore is doing it again.
Ran it right up the gut there, got to the second level. And when that young man gets to the second level, those feet just move so fast, 4-4 speed, able to get into Ware County territory.
Vikings quickly to the line of scrimmage. Barrett calling for the football. Again, he keeps it. Busted play, turns left. A stiff arms the man on the sidelines and gets back to the 35, almost to the original line of scrimmage. Great read there by Michael Barrett to see what was happening and keep that ball rather than have a busted play in the backfield.
Yeah, they were right there in our, almost taking the handoff in the backfield when we were running the read. Michael Barrett intuitively kept it, was able to get almost back to the line of scrimmage. Second down and about 11.
Back at the 35. We'll send trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. J.D. Lee back in the backfield. Three-man front for the Gators. Our quarterback calls for the ball. Keeps it. Looks around the left side. He's across the 30. Look at him. Tiptoe down in the backfield. Right across down the sidelines he goes. Across the 15. They'll run him out of bounds about the 12.
You know, Michael Barrett's got to get outside. But the next thing he's got to have is Xavier Jenkins making a block. That young man did it a minute ago in the first half of play. Right there did it once again, making a huge block to spring Michael Barrett.
4:18 to go in the third quarter. Vikings leading 35-28. It is first and 10 from the Gator 12-yard line. Michael Barrett with J.D. Lee to his right. Calls for the ball. Again gives it to Lee over the right side into the 8 gap. He's down to the 5-yard line.
Lee hit the hole hard, had a little bit of a crease when the linebacker came up to make contact, spun, able to get more positive yards on the play.
Clock running. Down to 4 minutes to go here in the third period. Second and about four. There's time. There's time from the far sideline. I see the official come in waving his hands. Time out, Gators. With that, we'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back here at the CBC Bank Press Box, high above Martin Stadium, 3:57 to go, third period. Vikings leading 35-28. It is second and 10. From the 6-yard line, second and 4 from the 6, we can get a first down just at the 2-yard line.
Vikings working on a 4-play, 48-yard drive. All that set up by a couple big run plays by Tisdale and Michael Barrett. We got the ball in the 6-yard line. Like you say, we got a score here, Wes.
Michael Barrett turns, encourages the crowd to stand up. He sends Swins to the far side. Xavier Jenkins to the near side. J.D. Lee to his left. Those Sons of Thunder up over the football, tight end to the visitor side of the field. They're at a 5-man front, showing blitz off the corner. Michael Barrett keeps it. He's across the 5, spins, runs over one man, two, fights his way down to the half-yard line. It'll be first and goal from there.
Read option to Lee. Didn't like where the outside linebacker was, so he kept it, got it down to about the 1-yard line.
Trips to the far side, two receivers near side. Barrett slides under center, takes a snap across the right side into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
Yeah, the old-fashioned quarterback keeper, when you get low, going silent, give the guy a little tap on the hiney, take the snap, get everybody low, touchdown, Vikings.
Absolutely, Taylor. That going on silence, the key there, the defense is on their heels. Walk up, do the tap, like you said. Easy touchdown. Great job by our Vikings.
Thank you for that equipment, part supply, sideline update. Dagan Anderson up over the ball. Chris Foster waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up. Colton Broom's extra points. Good. Vikings lead 42-28. We'll be back after this 30-second break. Back at the CBC Bank Press Box. 3:28 to go, third period. The Vikings have scored 21 unanswered points here in the third quarter to take a 42-28 lead over the Ware County Gators. Eric Paulo set to kick off. Gator kick returner standing back there three. There's a kick. High kick. Taken at the 2. Across the 5, the 10, the 15, the 20. He spins and goes down about the 25-yard line. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence with the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 6 plays, went 54 yards. Michael Barrett ran it in 1 yard for the touchdown. Colton Broom kicked the extra point through, make it 42-28 Lounge with 3:21 left in the third quarter.
Thank you, Chuck, for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. Taylor, 28-21 at the half. We come out, 21 unanswered points. Right now,
we've scored, stopped them. We got to stop them again.
We have got to stop them again here, because this team can get back in the game in a hurry, and you don't want to let them do that. Vikings in a four-man front. Gators bring a tight end out, line him up on the home side of the field. Lincoln in the shotgun, takes a snap. There's a jet sweep around the left side. We hit him in the backfield, and they will lose yardage on that jet sweep.
Jet sweep, I think they made the wrong read there. We had some guys out there, and the middle of the field was open. If he would have just kept it running one of those quarterback draws, he had 78 yards in the first half. The quarterback did. He's only got 1 yard in the second half.
Second and 11 as we're inside 3 minutes to go here in the third period. Gators, they've got the football on the far side of the field, going from left to right on your radio dial. Lincoln in the shotgun. Twins to the near side. We're in man coverage right now. He calls for it. Quarterback draw, looking for a hole. Tries to get outside. We read him and trip him up. That's what we've needed to do in the first half, and we're executing it perfectly in the second. Tackle him just as he crosses the line of scrimmage.
Justin Smith was there for the Vikings, and Marty mentioned it a minute ago. We got to have breakdown and make tackles. It's third down. We're not arm tackling any longer. We're doing a good job tackling for the Vikings.
Guys, I was talking to Devon Holmes in between series there, and he said at halftime the seniors got together and said, listen, they humbled us. We have been humbled. We have to come out, and we have to play better.
Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Lincoln for the Gators. Sends trips to the far side. Twins with an air side. Empty backfield. Drops back. Looking. Throws across the middle. Catch is made, but his receiver is immediately hit. No, they're saying incomplete. I thought he had it and then lost it when he hit the ground, but they're saying incomplete all the way.
Jahari Boone laid the boom. Boone laid the boom. Boone laid the boom. Right there. That guy caught the ball. Met Jahari Boone. Fourth down for the Gators. That's our third consecutive stop of their offense.
Going back deep, Tavon Kyle and Tyson Harris back to receive the punt. Their punter standing at the 10. A minute 54 to go here in the third. Gators did not have enough men on the field. They do now. There's a snap. Gets the kick away. High kick. Get out of the way, guys. And Devon Kyle calls a fair catch, bobbles it, but pulls it back in at the 49.
He called the fair catch around the 42 and had to run up all the way to the 50 to catch it. Hit it, bobbled it a little bit, was able to secure it. Love having him back there, the guy with such great hands on the reception.
Be first and 10 for our Vikings at the Gator 49. Taylor, watch the Gator offense when they're on the field now in the defense. Not moving with the efficiency they were. Maybe they're starting to get a little tired.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Minute 46 to go, third period. Vikings leading 42-28. Ball in the middle of the field. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. J.D. Lee in the backfield with Michael Barrett. We stack twins to the near side, twins to the far side. Gators in the three-man front. Barrett straight back in the pocket, looking. Airs it out downfield for Devon Kyle. Makes the catch over the shoulder. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
49-yard reception by Tavon Kyle. Michael Barrett could not have thrown a prettier pass. Tavon Kyle beat the defender. That's the fourth unanswered points by the Vikings in the third quarter. And he had all day to throw that.
He stepped up in the pocket and stood there. They scored 28 in the first half. We've just hit them with 28 in the third quarter.
27. Waiting extra point.
Waiting on the snap from Dagan Anderson. Ball's down, kicks up. It's good. Vikings lead 49-28. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Back at the CBC Bank press box. High end over end kick taken by the Gators at the 4. He's across the 10, the 15, the 20. Oh, they hit him right at the 20-yard line. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence with the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was one play, 49 yards. Michael Barrett to Tavon Kyle for a 49-yard touchdown pass. Colt Broome kicked the extra point through to make it 49-28. Lounge with 1:32 left in the third quarter.
You know, the only problem with our offense scoring so fast is our defense is back out on the field. We got it. You know, we got to stay strong here. Substitute guys in. 27-yard line is where the Gators are going to take over first and 10.
We're in an 8-man front. seven-man front. Lincoln under center. They're in that Eagle tee that we ran so successfully for many years. Man in motion towards us. They give it to the tailback. Ho-ho! Look who got hit at the line of behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, right there, Will Tolbert was in the grill of that running back as soon as he had the ball. Going to be a loss on the play. Just tried to run the little sweep to our side of the field.
They move it back to the 26. They'll lose a yard. It'll be second and 11 as we head to the one-minute mark here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 49-28. It has been a completely different third quarter than what we've seen the first two quarters. Here come the Gators. Lincoln now goes back to the shotgun. We go back to a four-man front. He's looking. Quarterback keeper up the middle. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage. He'll get a yard. Well, that'll be all. He'll get 2 yards, actually. It'll be third and nine at the 28-yard line.
We talked about adjustments that needed to be made, and one of those was the quarterback draw and his ability to really gash us up the middle. Right there, Viking defense answered that call, stopping the quarterback draw. Third down and long for the Gators.
In the first half, we had a man on him trying to contain him. I don't know what the adjustments they've made in the second half or whatever it was has worked, because now it looks like they've got a guy on him. Third down, nine to go, the ball at the 28. Trips to the far side, single receiver near side. We back out, showing blitz now. We back out, move up into man coverage. Play clock, they call time. No, it ran out. Take a 60-second break. We'll be back for the fourth quarter after this. Back at the CBC Bank Press Box, we go to the fourth quarter. It is third and nine for the Ware County Gators. The ball at their 28-yard line. We will start the fourth quarter leading 49-28. We scored 28 unanswered points in that third quarter. Gators now will be going from right to left on your radio dial. We go to a three-man front. Watch Lincoln for the Gators. Rolls towards our side of the field. Goes out in the flats. The catch made. Oh, incomplete. I thought the catch made and the ball came out. It's incomplete.
The catch was made, but Justin Smith was there to say, nah, you ain't catching that. I put a helmet right in the ball, knocked it out. That 5'6", 161-pound senior DB. Open field tackling was great right there by that young man.
Four possessions by the Ware County Gators. This will be their fourth punt.
Absolutely. And more importantly, the Three Stooges have made their way onto the lounge side of the field. Not Larry, not Curly, but Momentum.
I love that. Nice high kick. Fair catch signal by Tavon Kyle at our 42-yard line.
We talked about it at the break. Momentum, momentum, momentum. Our offense has got momentum. They're scoring at will. Our defense is holding them at will. We got to sustain it. Keep the pedal to the metal. We've had drives. We've had drive stalls previously this year and let teams back in it with turnovers and stuff like that. We had 28 that last quarter. They could have a big quarter as well. We got to keep the pedal to the metal.
Guys, absolutely. We got to give some credit to our offensive line in this third quarter, too. They're kind of getting overshadowed with the big plays. But Michael's had time to make throws. Great job by our O-line there. We'll get those guys' names in a minute. But they've done a really good job of controlling that line of scrimmage and giving Michael Barrett time.
Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Michael Barrett, our quarterback, in the shotgun with three receivers near side. Brings a man this way to be four receivers. Looks, throws out. Tisdale looking, gets hit. Still on his feet. Now he gets by one man. Look at Tisdale go. Breaks it to the open. Trips him up, and he'll fall down up to 25, but they had to bring him down from behind.
The play was made when he caught the ball. Ware County was there to make initial contact, but he kept those feet moving and was able to break away from that contact. Big catch by Tisdale, but even a bigger run. We'll get you that yardage in just 1 second. Vikings have it on the positive side of the field once again.
Down to the Gator 25-yard line. 11:30 to go in the ball game. Vikings leading 49-28. 33 yards on that last pass play. Barrett calls for the ball. Gives it to J.D. Lee. Spins behind that big line. Look at those legs churn as he gets inside the 20. And wait a minute. Is that ball on the ground?
No. I didn't see any beanbags. J.D. Lee, they're coming in blowing it dead. J.D. Lee, initial contact was about the line of scrimmage. He was spinning and turning those big legs. Had a little bit of help by his offensive line there pushing down the field. Going to bring up second and about four.
Give him 7 yards on the carry, 6 yards on the carry. Is it second and six just inside the Gator 20. Michael Barrett standing on the hash marks on the home side. Calls for the ball. Looks. Throws out to Tyson Harris. Gets a great block from Devon Kyle on the corner. And takes it down the sideline into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
19 yards. Just a pass out to the flats, the far side of the field. Tyson made the guy miss, but it was set up by Tavon Kyle with the block on the edge. Vikings tiptoed down the sidelines for a touchdown.
Waiting on the extra point.
If we make this extra point, that's 35 unanswered points in the second half for the Gators.
Deggan Anderson to snap. Chris Foster to hold. Colton Broom to put it through the uprights.
We jumped.
Andy Dunn. Nope.
We jumped. We had movement on the left side of the line, so they're going to back us up.
We'll attempt that extra point again. Set it down now on the 15. It'll be a 25-yard extra point. Let's do this whole thing over again. Snap, ball's down, kicks up. It's good. Vikings lead 56-28. Take a 60-second break. Back after this. Back at the CBC Bank Press Box. Vikings leading 56-28 with 10:36 to go here in the ballgame. Eric Paulo set to kick off. 35 unanswered points here in the second half. And credit at big offensive line, those Sons of Thunder coming together, playing good together tonight. Paulo approaches the ball. High kick. Gators take it at the 1. He's across the 5, the 10, the 15, the 20. Gets tripped up as he crosses the 25, and that's where the Gators will take out. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 3 plays. Went 58 yards, Michael Barrett to Tyson Harris for a 19-yard touchdown pass. Colton Broom kicked the extra point through to make it 56-28 Lounge with 10:29 left in the fourth quarter.
Thank you, Chuck, for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
I'm about tired saying that. I love saying it.
Hey, we got a lot of drive recaps.
We've had a lot of drive recaps tonight.
We didn't have many in the first half, but we've had a lot here in the second half.
I'm wow. This game is a whew. Two receivers far side for the Gators. Lincoln under center. Play action, fakes his toss, throws it downfield looking for a man in double coverage and just overthrew him.
Yeah, he was in the wing tee there and had double fly patterns, overthrew his receiver. Just talking to Bill a minute ago, Wes, I think the turning point in this game was Travis Tisdale's run with about 17 seconds on the clock in the second quarter before time was running out. Young man churned them legs, and it really, I think that might have been where the momentum started swinging the Vikings' way.
I have to agree with both of you. Second and 10 for the Gators at their 27-yard line. Lincoln drops back, looks, starts to run. Got an open field, got a man grab a hold of his arm. This time we hold on to him, and we'll pull him down at the 35. He'll pick up about 7 or 8 yards, so it'll be third and about 8 from the 35, and that's the best run he's had here in the second half.
Absolutely. D.J. Robinson for the Vikings, 6 foot, 230-pound senior defensive lineman, got his hands on him and was able to spin him down before he can get any more big yardage. Third down, 2 to go.
Ball in the middle of the field. Gators going from right to left on your radio dial. They split their receivers. Lincoln slides under center. Vikings in a five-man front. They're in the wing tee. Put a man in motion. On the counter, looking for a hole. We hit him in the backfield. Stayed home. Oh, what a beautiful defensive play.
Jahari Boone wasn't fooled by the counter. He stayed home on the edge there and really just handed off. He ran right into the tackle. Open field tackle by Jahari Boone is going to force another Ware County punt. They're bringing in the punt.
I thought for a minute they might go for it. You're down 56-28. What's it going to hurt? 9 minutes to go here in the ball game. Tavon Kyle and Tyson Harris back deep for our Vikings. 9 minutes up on the line. He gets it away. High, high kick.
Peters.
Get out of the way, fellas. Get out of the way. Everybody runs. The ball bounces around, hits a Gator player, and they'll down it at our 47-yard line. Vikings will take over first and 10 there. And we've gone, I thought we went to a running clock, but they stopped it.
No, not enough yet. If we score here, it'll probably get running. Vikings are taking over first and 10, ball on the 40, their own 46-yard line. They're going towards that south end zone. We've got a little substituting going on in the backfield.
Yeah, sure we did. We got one of your favorite players back there, yes. Number 33.
Scat Moore. 5'3". You love a guy that small making an impact on the field.
Barrett says something to him, takes a snap. Now gives it to him. Little guy runs right up. He'll get about 3 yards. You can see that defensive lineman going, where is he, where is he? And then seen him when he went by and put his arms on him.
Deontay Moore, he hits the hole hard.
Be second and 8 out to the 48-yard line. 8:05 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 56-28.
Guys, now would be a good time to talk about it. Tucker Barnes, Hunter Finley, Daniel Corbett, Danny Corbett, Kendrick Gray, and Jalen Goff having a great game tonight for our Vikings.
Those great sons of thunder. Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Barrett, high snap, gives it to Scat. Scat gets back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be 3rd and 8.
Yeah, I think the snap there messed up the timing, and it was allowed the Ware County front to get penetration. Scat did a good job getting back to the original line of scrimmage. It's going to be 3rd down and 8.
We're at the 7:25 mark here in the ball game. Vikings went into the locker room off a great run by Travis Tisdale and came out on fire. Barrett in the shotgun, 2 receivers far side. Xavier Jenkins to the near side. They're showing blitz up the middle. Now they back out. He looks, pump fakes, throws down. Bale got a man wide open. That's Devon Kyle. Flips by one man, 2. The first down deep into Gator territory down to the 27.
Man, you're talking about biting on the pump fake. They pump faked it out to Tyson Harris in the flats. Got the DB to bite. Tavon Kyle went off the top. Michael Barrett put it right out there. Perfect first down play.
First and 10 Vikings down to the Ware County 28-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. 24-yard pass play. Barrett keeps the ball on the quarterback. Keeper spins and turns, fights his way across the 25. He'll pick up 4 yards on the carry.
Jalen Bell, we called his name a good bit last week. The senior running back who's been injured most of the season. He's getting some time now at running back for the Vikings.
Give Barrett 4 yards on the carry. It'll be 2nd and 6.
Coach Mack doesn't want to see any injuries at this point. Starts checking in some subs. We've got quarterback Caleb Burns coming in to take over for the rest of the game.
Jalen Bell in the backfield. 2 receivers near side, single receiver far side. Burns in the shotgun. It'll be 2nd and 6. Takes a snap. Gives it to Bell. Bell over the left side. He fights his way down across the 25, down to about the 22-yard line, where it'll be 3rd down. We're inside 6 minutes to go here in the ball game.
Got a more manageable 3rd down here, 3rd and 4. Substitute in, running back again, number 33, Deontay Moore comes in. Clock under 6 minutes, 5:30 to be exact.
Burns tells the offensive line what he wants to do. Change up the receivers. Somebody's not getting the assignment. Now everybody's set. Burns for the Vikings. Takes a snap, gives it to Moore. Moore cannot find running room, but he gets down to the 20. It's going to be 4th and about 2 from the 20-yard line.
Yeah, you're looking at a 37-yarder here. If we kick it, I think Broom does have the leg to make one, but we might run all the clock off here. 4th down and 2. Got to get it out to the 18 for a first down. I believe we are going to go for it.
We got trips to the near side, single receiver far side. Gators in a 4-man front. Burns letting the play clock run down. The high snap over his head. Ball's on the ground. It will be recovered by the Gator. Well, it will be the Gators football no matter who recovered it. Back out at the Gator 38-yard line.
Yeah, high snap again. Quarterback center exchange. Pretty good when Michael Barrett was in, not to throw water on Burns, but anytime you got a difference there, high snap over his head. Ball gets back out to the 38-yard line. That's where Ware County will take over first and 10.
We've got a whole host of fresh players in on the field now. First and 10 from the Gators. 4:28 to go here in the ball game. They throw out in the flats. Catch made there in the Viking territory across the 50. Down to the 40. That'll stop the clock.
Vikings. Number 41 on the tackle for the Vikings. That is number 41, Michael Wright. Just threw a pass out here in the flats, and we didn't have anybody in coverage able to get into Viking territory.
First and 10 for the Gators. 4:05 to go here in the ballgame. Vikings leading 56-28. Lincoln, they still got their varsity in, trying to get some points on the board. We hit him at the line of scrimmage. That young defensive line and a great job they're doing out there.
We were able to contain him right there on the edge, number 46 for the Vikings. That is Jamari Hill, outside linebacker, sophomore. They ran the little sweep play, and he was right there to make the stop. This brings up second down and 9.
Ball in the middle of the field. The Gators going from right to left on your radio dial. We're in a seven-man front. They're in that wing tee. Quarterback keeps looking, throws that field. Got a man wide open, makes a catch at the 30s, at the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10. Into the end zone, touchdown Gators.
Yeah, they ran the play action, rolling the quarterback out to the far side. Well, the problem was they had a guy out in the flats to the near side. The young Viking defense there over-pursued, and the result of that is going to be a touchdown for the Gators.
3:15 to go here in the ball game. Gators on to attempt the extra point. Waiting on the snap. Holder set. Calls for the ball. Sets it down. Kicks good. And we'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Number 94, Musgrove is good.
Back at the CBC Bank press box, 3:15 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 56-35. Gators just attempted an onside kick, and we just pulled it right in.
Michael Barrett there on the reception. They kicked it right to him, and smartly by that young man, he dropped right to the ground. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the page hitting the air drive recap.
All right, Taylor, that drive was three plays with 62 yards. Jamar Lincoln to Ernest Jones for a 39-yard touchdown pass. Ashton Musgrove kicked the extra point through to make it 56-35 Lounge with 3:15 left in the fourth quarter.
Vikings out on the field now. First and 10 Vikings from the Ware 49-yard line. David Burns comes out and he brings Scat Moore with him at running back.
Just a reminder that Ware County Band will be performing after the game.
And don't forget, the Lounge High Coaches Show at the Mill Tuesday night. Nope.
Off week.
I'm sorry, fellas. Off week. Their whistle blows. Delay of game against our Vikings. Be in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from Tuesday night. Bill and Taylor and Marty and all the guys will be there as we get ready for region play when the TIFF Blue Devils will come call it 2 weeks from tonight. Burns. Be a 1st and 15. Takes a snap, gives it to Moore over the right side. Look at little Scat run. He'll pick up 3 yards. Back out to the 49 as we hit the three-minute mark to go here in this ball game.
I think the Vikings have just decided they're going to just try to run the clock out here. Give it to little Scat. He was able to get a lot of those penalty yards back. Still going to be 2nd and long.
2nd and a long 11. Burns in the shotgun. Gators in a four-man front. Burns just letting that play clock run down as much time as possible, taking as much time as possible off the clock. There's a snap. Gives it to number 2, Bell over the left side, cuts back into the middle, squirts through a lineman and gets back just across the original line of scrimmage, back to the 49. They'll set him down on the 48, give him a yard. Well, it'll be 3rd and 9 from there with 2:16 to go. And The play clock now starts. Burns says something to the offensive line.
Be about a minute and 40 on the clock when we have to snap it, Wes.
We're at 2 minutes, and let's see if he does that.
Minute 45, somewhere in there.
Looks again inside 10 seconds. Down to five. There's a snap. There they come. Throws out in the flats. Catch made by number 14. Around the corner he goes. Fights his way down. Oh, look at the young man fighting. We're close to a first down. We are close to a first down. That's number 14, Jalen Smith. And what a job Jalen Smith did with, as you say, yards after catch.
Yeah, 14. Burns hit him in stride right there. And he was able to turn those legs to get a first down. It's a big first down because if we wanted to, we could just continue to take knees here. 1:34 to go. Vikings are leading 56-35.
And we have a new quarterback in.
Tedder.
Tedder's in. Tedder takes a snap, gives it to Bell. Bell gets hit behind the line. The ball's on the ground. I think Tedder falls back on it. I think we got it back. Yep, the official signaling second down. We're at the 105 mark now.
Ware's just going to let the clock run down, too. They do have two timeouts. Ware's going to go to 2-3 on the year. Vikings are going to go to 6-1 on the year.
As we get ready for region play in 2 weeks. Yep, we've gone to that safety victory formation. Tedder with 5 seconds takes a snap, kneels down. We're at 30 seconds. Waiting to set the ball down. They do. I'm looking at the play clock and the scoreboard. And, oh, we're going to have to run one play.
Yeah, I don't think we are going to have to run one
play. No, guys, they didn't set it. They didn't whistle the play clock. So, hey, something I haven't seen in really a long, long time, maybe ever, guys. They just got Coach Mack with a ice bucket.
Ooh, Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Vikings win 56-35. We're going to take a 3-minute break, and we'll be right back after this.
Welcome back, Viking fans, to the CBC Bank Press Box, high atop Martin Stadium. Vikings are victorious 56-35 against the Ware County Gators. And, boys, what a big game that was tonight for the Vikings.
It was definitely a tale of two halves.
I agree with that. We are going to go down to Marty in just a minute, but Coach Mack is breaking his team down. And before we do that, not to jump into the stats, lots of yards gained by the Vikings in the second half.
Lots of yards. What was really surprising, when we went back and looked at the yardage at first half, we actually had more yardage than they did at the end of the first half.
Yeah, 603 total yards of offense for the Vikings. That's a huge number. And 50 plays. Michael Barrett did really well tonight for the Vikings. And defensively, I thought we did a great job in the second half compared to the first half.
Well, their quarterback, number 10, Jamar Lincoln, had 178 yards rushing at halftime. He ends with 191.
Yeah, so we contained him.
Yeah, the containment that happened, the tackling that happened in the second half was as different as day and night between first half and second half.
Yeah, momentum, too. We talked about that, I think, from like we said in during the game. Momentum really switched, I think, when Travis Tisdale made that big run that he had into the first half, just carrying defenders on his back into the end zone, 65 yards, that young man.
And that was, as you said, I think that's where the game turned, when Tisdale scored at the end of the first half, because we came out in the second half, took it down. I mean, it was, like I say, you had 35 unanswered points.
Well, if you had not scored there at the end of the second half, you'd still be down one score even after that first score in the third quarter.
Right.
So you tied it up then, and that made a huge difference. I know we're keeping an eye on Marty. So, Marty, if you got us, go ahead and break in whenever you've got Coach McPherson. I know you have some players as well.
Guys, yeah, I'm here with Coach McPherson. Coach McPherson, we talked to you just before halftime there, and of course, clearly, obviously, you're a little frustrated, but what did you tell your team at halftime to come out and play this well in the second half?
Well, defensively, we weren't playing hard. We weren't getting off blocks. We weren't flying around, I don't think we made any adjustments, you know what I mean? And we're going to continue with this kind of effort in the first half. In the second half, we ain't winning.
Well, clearly, they had a better effort. Devon Holmes over here said to me right after the halftime that They got humbled there in that first half. They clearly came out and played better in the second half. I know you're proud of the effort of your team.
They played like they can play. Huh? Team grew up a lot tonight.
Coach McPherson, your team had over 600 yards of offense tonight. Talk to us a little bit about the success of your offense and why were they able to have such a good night?
It's not one man. You know, we got the plays like I told you. You know, we're executing, and we got some skill. You know, it's pretty simple. We're executing. The O-line's getting comfortable. The quarterback's getting comfortable. Each more comfortable each time he gets out. The kids like each other. I mean, I'm proud of this team tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you, Coach. And now, guys, I'm going to move over. Let's slide out the way so the band can have their room, guys. But I've got several seniors here. It was senior night. I'm going to start with these defensive guys. Offensive guys get all the credit, and we'll get to you in a minute, Tyson. But defensive guys, they had a great job there. Did a great job in that second half. Elgin, I'm going to start with you. Talk to us a little bit about senior night. You came out in the second half. Talk to us about what was the difference there stopping this quarterback and this Ware County offense second half.
We wasn't all together, but at the end, we put all together when we was in there. They're talking about seniors, what we're going to do and all that stuff. And we just huddled up together and talked together, and to a family, we got it.
Absolutely, a family. I love that. And, of course, that's exactly what y'all are. Devon, senior night, I talked to you before the game, said, hey, tonight's a big night. And then after halftime, you said, y'all, we were humbled. Talk to us a little bit about what you meant by that and how did that change the way y'all played in the second half?
Oh, we came to this game with the big head, thinking that we were just good and just listening to everybody telling us that we were good. But, you know, they humbled us in the first half. And we had to come out and we had to show them, you know, what we're made of. That's what we had to do.
Absolutely, and you did it. And, Jeffrey, you're one of the leaders on this team, not just the defense. But you just heard Devon say y'all were humbled. Talk to us a little bit about what that will do for your team, bringing y'all together going forward as you have a week off and then you have region play. What does momentum and coming together on a game like this mean to your team?
I mean, it just shows what we can do as we come together as a unit. Everybody play hard, both sides of the ball. We got to have an offensive back because they're going to have our back. So that's really what it's about, playing for the man right next to you.
Absolutely, playing for the man next to you. We talked about that in pregame. The man right next to me right now had a great night, several catches. Led a team, him and Michael Barrett, an offense guy. They had over 600 yards offense tonight. But Tyson, senior night, how important was it to go out with a victory on senior night?
You know, right before we came out, man, I talked to my teammates, and I said everything we do is going to be for the seniors. And for everybody to come together at halftime, you know, it means so much to me. You know, I can't really say how I really feel, but, you know, I feel really emotional right now because, you know, it's senior night, man. This is the last one. So.
Absolutely. Of course, we just talked to Jeffrey about the momentum it gives you going into region play. Talk to us a bit. You got an off week, but then you got Tifton in 2 weeks. How ready is this team for region play to try to keep this momentum going?
All I got to say is please don't doubt us. Because if you doubt us, we will show you.
Absolutely. Well, Tyson, good job tonight and good luck in the future, brother.
Thank you, Marty, for that. Deloach Body Works coaches interview and the player interview. We are going to take a 4-minute break. Vikings are victorious 56-35. We'll be right back to wrap this thing up after this 4-minute break. Welcome back, Viking fans, to the CBC Bank Press Box. Vikings are victorious 56-35. The Ware County Gator Band is on the field doing their post-game festivities. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the end of the game stat.
All right, Taylor, tonight for Lowndes, they had 21 first downs, had 34 rushing attempts for 231 yards, had 13 pass completions with 16 attempts for a total of 372 pass yards. We had 3 pass touchdowns, no interceptions, a total of 50 plays of offense with a total of 603 yards of offense. We had 2 fumbles, lost 1, had 11 penalties for 88 yards, 0 punts tonight. Michael Barrett was your leading rusher with 107 yards, and Travis Tisdale had 98 yards. Tyson Harris was your leading receiver with 5 receptions for 131 yards. And Tymier Moore was your leading tackler with 6 solo and 1 assist.
Thank you, Chuck, for that page hitting in there. End of game stats for the Vikings. And, guys, big, big night for the Vikings. They had us on the ropes most of the first half. It's a good, well-coached Ware County Ball Club. I thought, well, you know, Coach Mack said in his interview with Marty that he didn't really make many adjustments. He just tried to fire the team up. I think David Shores probably made some adjustments because we really contained the running back, or the quarterback, Jamar Lincoln. West?
Well, when I was talking to the coaches before the game started, they said we have got to keep him in the pocket, make him throw from the pocket, and don't let him get outside. And whenever he drops back, we're going to put a man on him as containment. That's their assignment. No matter what defense we're in, we've got a guy assigned to him. In the first half, we didn't execute. We just did not execute their game plan. And in the second half, I feel like we did execute their game plan and did it the way they wanted it done, because he had 178 yards rushing in the first half. He had 13 in the second half. Of course, one big difference, too. We stopped arm tackling and started wrapping up.
Yeah, I was going to add to that just real quickly. I think, you know, talking about adjustments at halftime, I think as big as anything, you heard Marty say it, the coaches challenged this defense, and they took it to heart. I mean, you heard them talk about it in our post-game interview when the guys were saying, look, we were embarrassed, and we got called out, and we're ready to play in the second half. I think they were challenged as much as there were adjustments, and you're right, they started making tackles rather than missing them. Well, who are we missing? Where's Marty?
Marty just made his way up to the press box. He's carrying his son, Logan. Marty, you want to wrap it up for us, buddy?
Hey, great job by our Vikings responding there in the second half. Of course, a lot of people down there said, hey, great game. Well, it wasn't a great game. It was a great half.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's be clear. But even the first half, I mean, Taylor, you mentioned it earlier, that you know, the play of the game was clearly Tisdale's touchdown. That gave us momentum. That gave us the seven-point, you know, deficit with getting the ball in the second half.
No,
and that was just an individual great play. I mean, he just did a great job. Trying to catch my breath, guys, walking up the stairs. Just a great job. And our defense, they were challenged at halftime. They came out, as Devon Holmes said, they were humbled in that first half. And, guys, that's the best thing that could have happened for us going into region play. We needed to be tested. We needed some adversity. And we answered the call. When is the last time that a Lounge team got down and continued to fight and came back and didn't just pull it out, dominated down the stretch?
Yeah.
I was so proud of our team. And I want to point out one thing. After the game, you see players down there hugging each other. You see them talking in the interview about playing for their teammates and how being emotional. And you see the coaches doing the same thing. That is extremely important. We've talked about it at lunch this week at Chick-fil-A. But the coaches are down there congratulating each other, high-fiving, hugging. This team is coming together at the right time. That's when you want to peak. And I don't think we've peaked yet, but we're getting better. It's a great job night by our Vikings. Coach Mack said it. It wasn't just one man. The whole team. I mean, obviously, Michael Barrett probably had the best game. He was phenomenal tonight. But he did a lot of that because of the offensive line. He had Travis Tisdale's run. J.D. Lee got some great run. Great receiving. Defense just got more physical in the second half and had more effort. I was extremely proud of our Vikings tonight.
Thank you, Marty. I mean, I got to echo a lot of what you say, Marty. I think we won the battle in the trenches tonight. No question about it. We might have only won it for... Go ahead, Marty.
I just want to say, too, let's give Coach McPherson a lot of credit, too, guys. Look at the offensive output tonight. 56 points, 600 yards of offense. Coach Mack calling the plays. He's the one who rallied the troops. He's the one who challenged them in the locker room. Coach McPherson deserves a lot of credit for this victory tonight and the way this team's playing. I'm very, very proud of Coach Mack, and I'm proud of our team as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that 100%. The whole coaching staff, too. I mean, Coach McPherson is a reflection of the whole staff. And those guys, you know, this game maybe 3 or 4 years ago, we get behind like that. There's no way we ever come back from it. This team is a bit, their ability to score this year is starting to and score quickly, not just maybe vertically, which we might pop a big pass, but we can score throwing it out to the flat. We can score running up the middle. There's a lot of time where we were able to do some things offensively that really got some momentum going in our direction. Defensively, I thought we made great halftime adjustments. We've talked about that before. Halftime adjustments were huge. We were getting gashed left and right up the middle with this Ware County offense, and we were able to really set the tone defensively in the second half, force them to punt, force some things on them that they didn't like defensively. And got to give credit up front. You know, everybody played a good game. Penalties, we got to watch out for that. We were penalized 88 yards. Ware County was only penalized 29 yards. So we got to do a little bit better job there. We did put the ball on the ground a couple times. We lost one of those, but that was late in the game when the score kind of got out of hand. But, yeah, I agree with everything Marty said so far.
All right, guys, as we wrap it up, I want to remind our listeners, if you're listening now, Tuesday night, we're going to take the week off. It's an open week coming up, so we will not do a coach's show on Tuesday night. But be sure and join us the following Tuesday night, 7 o'clock live at the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games for the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. We'll talk about this game, and we'll talk about the upcoming game against the Tiff County Blue Devils. Wes, it's been a great night tonight, and for all of us at The Viking Voice, I'm throwing it to you, Wes. It's time to say goodnight, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by LaJuan Hayes. It's been produced and directed by Bill Osborne. It is a production of The Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lowndes High Sports, for The Viking Voice, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County.